Oh, back in the almost warmth of the shed. I'm feeling it, you know. I'm feeling the cold coming in. I've got to go for a walk. I might take the motorbike actually, but mainly so I can shoot off afterwards. But I was contemplating on having to put a jacket on. I did also need pockets, but now you're having to choose between carrying a bag and carrying a jacket, or wearing a jacket that has pockets for carrying the stuff you would normally carry in a bag. You know, autumn's pretty much upon you. I don't know when the official start of autumn is, but it could well be that it is already upon us. I'm making the most of the dry weather, touch wood. Whilst we have it, though, this morning, first thing, I headed out, and instead of going out for a run, I have still gone out for a run, a mini jog, but I jumped on the mountain bike, something that doesn't get much use at all, and blasted over to another village where there's an outdoor gym. And it was about 3-4 miles cycle there, and then there were some gym things I thought I could work out on, and I did, and it was bloody knackering, especially after a very brisk 4 mile cycle. It's not a massive. I used to go 8 miles to school, so I know 4 miles is nothing, but I was trying to get my heart rate up to explosive level. And it was so nice to be, you know, kind of alone in this small village. God knows how they managed to fork out for a high quality playground stroke gym equipment. And it was really good and clever and smart. I don't know if you've ever used them, but I was wondering about how adjustable it could be, because if there's any things that are removable or switches on these things, they tend to get vandalized and all the rest of it. But here was this heavy duty, large tubular metal structure that you sit on a seat, and as you push the levers forward, you are effectively lifting your own body weight. And I thought, well, that's genius, isn't it? Because a little kid gets to lift his own body weight, and a larger middle-aged man like myself gets to pick up my own body weight, and rightly so. We're carrying it around, let's train it off. So instead of going back the way that I came, I headed down a footpath. It said footpath. There was a lovely little bridge taking you into a field. And then it kind of went all, shall we say, totally blanked out. It's not a road. A bridleway, yes. Because there's a couple of green lanes nearby. But no, this was a bridleway. More than a footpath, so it was stomped to a rippled effect by many horses having passed through many times, and it's effectively a field with lots of trotter holes in it, hoof holes. So there I was attempting to vibrate across one field, then another field, and then I saw a track ahead, and I realised where I was, and so I must have shaved, I don't know, nearly a mile, maybe 0.7 of a mile off the trip in. And because it's only 3.1 miles, something like that, I might consider running to this playground stroke gym. So running to the gym, 3 miles, which is outdoors, and then running back. Yeah, that sounds actually a little bit hardcore. On a work day, anyway. On a day off, fun day, not too bad. That said, today is a work day, albeit me starting a little bit later today at 9:30, 10:00. And I got straight into researching for some consultation, which I've got to do tomorrow. And then I'd finish my couple of hours of prepping and researching. Mostly stuff around online video. And then I just emailed to confirm the actual place where the meeting would be. And I get sent some bonus paperwork, which I hadn't seen yet. And it effectively makes my 2 hours' work next to worthless if I had got this paperwork beforehand. So not a massive bummer, because any amount of research is good recapping anyway on relevant stuff, he says, trying to convince himself. And I've just had a leisurely lunch involving a lot of avocado. And so, yeah, I think I'll jump on the motorbike. I've got to go and help out a friend, pick up a record, and then I might make the most again of the dry weather and go for a blast on the bike. And when I say blast, I mean obviously riding carefully within all the legal limits, enjoying the countryside, glancing over the occasional hedge, and not getting stuck in traffic. That's a little bit of portrait of my Monday. Any of you guys out there doing audio, there's a number of people I regularly catch up on. Some people are not as regular as I would like. Ian Cath, you know who you are. I've been listening to Top Gold wittering on about his new shed. God, I wish he'd just do stuff with the holes in the walls. He must have mentioned the holes in the walls 3 or 4 times. Get some of that. There's a few different types of insulation. I've got the heavy, heavy, hardcore duty, serious. It must be 2.5 inches thick insulation in the walls of between the layers of my shed. You can get some really, really clever stuff now. This quite thin, goes on almost like very thick wallpaper, but it's metal on both sides. Reflects the epic heat out, but keeps the heat in as well. And yeah, a little get one of those flower pot heaters. Google flower pot heater during the winter. Make sure it's safely placed on some kind of slab or baking tray, and then you got your tea light candles with a clay flower pot on top with a bolt through the top. And I don't know why the bolt's important. That's right, there is a reason for it, but have a look at the YouTube video on how to make one. And you will be surprised at how much heat you can get from a couple of candles. Do not leave unattended in a shed. But you really will take the edge off. So should you want to have that writer's den, you'll be more than happy. Right, that's it. That's all from me. Oh, a podcast recommendation very quickly. I did share it on Twitter earlier on today, and I've completely forgotten what it's called. But it's one of the, is it part of Gimlet or Radiotopia? Hang on, I'm going to pause this and find out. This is embarrassing. Boom! And I'm back. I don't normally do that because it's almost like editing. You know how much I don't like editing. But the podcast I'd like to recommend is The Memory Palace, episode 75. Now, I subscribe to The Memory Palace because it was storytelling and it's short. In our very busy lives, it's nice to have short snippets of stories fed into our ears. And a couple have been really good. A couple have been, yeah. But this last one, wow. Really, really enjoyed it. I won't give you any spoilers. Just a very touching story of an incredible individual. So check that out. And anything else I can recommend while I'm here? Just enjoy whatever dry days we get until those days become wet, and then enjoy them too. And I'll probably be talking about how much I enjoy the wet days, out running and stuff like that, close to the time. All this stuff you guys have to suffer. I just said you guys, like there's more than one person listening to this.